Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are riding a wave right now. That was super fun to have Darren Dreger back on the show. But Marty, this is just a carryover of an engaging preseason with yourself, our crew, our audience. Yesterday was off the charts on Sabres Live on Twitter because people are so invested in this team. Like, we're sitting here, training camp is ongoing, which means there's still more names around than what will actually be here on opening night. But to take something as reasonably simple and already much, much, much talked about, and to then have the infinite number of line combinations presented back to us yesterday was truly mind-blowing. And I am not trying to oversell this commentary. We sit here on a daily basis trying to keep things relatively simple in our talking points and then see where it goes from there. And some days, and sometimes it comes with success of the team, people are just happy and they just want to listen and they don't need to offer their 2 cents.
Yeah.
There are so many people on this Sabres roster right now that people can't stop offering their 2 cents. And it is great. And I never use that word unnecessarily.
Yeah. And in a positive or negative matter too, like there was some really positive comments yesterday and there was some negative comments and that's great. But here's the position that I was in yesterday. Just a quick like note. I go on for an hour, basically, with you, Duffer, talking about how I don't think J.J. Paterka has done enough to be on the roster, right? Mm-hmm. And how he's not in my top four lines for opening night. And then last night, we had an appearance with the Sabres alumni and some Sabres player at the Miracle League of Western New York in Grand Island. And first guy I saw was J.J. I'm like, hey, J.J., how you doing? And I'm like, well, he didn't listen to the show. He doesn't probably follow us on Twitter because he's trying to stay away from all of it. But I'm like, I want him to be on the team. It's not that I don't like J.J. Paterka. And I'm like, but I was kind of laughing inside at what we had just talked about and how I'm in that position now. But at some point, you also have to know that there's too many players. It was like seeing Anders Bjork at the golf tournament, like having a great time in the rain delay with Anders Bjork, and then I'm like, well, I don't have him in my top 12. Like, it's unfortunate because I'd want everybody to be making the team.
So there's two groups skating today. The second group is taking to the ice in moments, and the first group today definitely had the feel of the group we will be seeing most often in the remaining games after tomorrow, which will be the final two preseason games next week and then the start of the regular season. So from the morning session today, we had five forward lines. And remember, Buffalo is hosting Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon at 1, which is a great opportunity to head down there on a Saturday afternoon. You still get to enjoy all the benefits of a great fall day here and immerse yourself in a little bit of hockey for 2.5 hours in the afternoon. There are so many combinations on display just from this morning's group.
Yes.
That should reel you in to want to see tomorrow. And we don't know yet, you know, how many from this afternoon's group are going to filter their way into the big picture tomorrow. But today, on the heels of all this talk yesterday about line combinations, Quinn with Thompson and Olofsson, Skinner with Mittelstadt and Tuck, Krebs with Cousins and Paterka. Oh, that looks like one I wrote yesterday. Asplund with Gergensens and Opozo, and Bjork with Savoy and Hinostroza. And before you sit there and think, wait a minute, what was the last one? Bjork with Savoy and Hinostroza. We know because the coach has told us that Matt Savoy is going to get at least one more game. We know because of what Marty Baron brought up more than a week ago that Matt Savoy exists in a very unique world right now, meaning he has a 9-game window where he could stick around. We obviously have discussed every possible option for Matt Savoy.
Yeah.
For him having a reason to stick with this club, including, albeit far-fetched, well, what if they tried him at fourth line center? Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but what if he does play a game with Anders Bjork and Vinny Hinostroza just to see how he plays with different types of players?
And also would give an inside look as to what the Sabres feel is the way that maybe they would want to roll four lines and have different lines having different identity, but not so much a prototypical fourth line of just guys that are out there to kill the clock and kill some penalties maybe. But okay, so 15 forwards, right? That's what we said. Most likely the Sabres will keep 14 forwards, but there could also be some injuries, and we don't want that to happen, but there could be. So I would think out of those 15 guys that we just had on the screen and those five lines that you just went through one by one, that this is the group. Like, unfortunately, I'm not saying anything bad about Riley Sheahan or anybody else, Brendan Byron, Lucas Rusek, and Linus Weisbach or anything like that. But I would think that this group of 15 forwards is the group that we're looking at, or we should be looking at for opening night roster and how that's going to work out. But I'm more, when I look at this group, more puzzled by a few individual decisions, like moving Jack Quinn on the left wing with Tage Thompson and putting Victor Olofsson on the right. That's interesting to me. Maybe it's, let's give Jack Quinn a really strong look with Tage Thompson. I don't even know if those lines are going to stick together for the game tomorrow and right. The last two preseason games, but just the fact that they are working together today is interesting. Casey Mittelstadt back to the middle of the ice. We talked about Casey at wing a lot in training camp and over the summer. Well, now Don Granato is like, let's look at Casey in the middle of the ice with Skinner and Tuck. Peyton Krebs on the left wing. Yesterday, I talked about how Krebs has underwhelmed me so far in camp. And I don't know. I felt like Dylan Cousins has played up in camp, and I would now move Dylan Cousins up in the lineup and maybe move Krebs down. Well, Krebs now is being moved to the left wing with Cousins and Paterka. So, well, maybe that tells me what the Sabres are seeing out of Krebs. Well, maybe in the middle of the ice is not where we want to test him right now. We want to test him on the wings. Mm-hmm. So, and you obviously talked about Savoy being one of the 15 and going to get another, at least one more game. But it's probably, I look at it, it could be tomorrow. It could be Tuesday. It could be later in the week, right? I mean, one more game doesn't mean the next one. It means right. At least one more. But Don Granato likes the pace that Savoy brings to the game. But also, this is just my personal thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there was a lot of pace in the Flyers game. And obviously there wasn't a lot of pace in the Columbus game. So anybody that's playing tomorrow against Pittsburgh or is going to play Tuesday, or in the last preseason game, better bring pace, because that's what Don Granato likes. If he's talking about Matt Savoy and his ability to bring pace to the game.
I actually felt a little guilty. I'm not quite sure why, like almost as if we hadn't been giving a fair evaluation of the games that we have watched for Buffalo. But you can only speak about what you're seeing, and it's hard to draw comparisons to what's going on around the league. But I will just say this, Marty. Last night, late, I watched live Seattle and Vancouver, and I was like, this looks like regular season to me compared to what we've been watching. And then, and then you go back to what we had Don Granato saying yesterday. We are going to demand a lot more from our people moving forward. So the coach recognizes full well, as he should, and as we all should, but it was incredibly eye-opening to watch the intensity, the rivalry, the pace of a stunning, quite frankly, Seattle comeback from 3-1 down to win in overtime 4-3 last night in Vancouver. Great effort.
I want to say two things. I only started watching because you texted the group about it. And I was like, oh, you're right. Like, there's a game on NHL Network right now. And the pace was incredible. And you're like, I'm going to say adopted son in Will Borgen had a fantastic game for Seattle. And Buffalo's own Andrew Podorowski also had a really good game for Seattle. I thought was on 3-on-3 overtime, has had a good camp. So I was watching the game because there was some, you know, unique players that I like to pay attention to, and you obviously do, but the pace was incredible. Like, the goaltenders had to make some really, really good saves. It wasn't just a, you know, a wait and feel kind of thing. They unleashed really a lot of speed all over the ice. And I'm not saying that is a problem of Buffalo. I'm saying, like, Philly didn't have a lot of pace. I watched Toronto, Montreal the other day. There wasn't a lot of pace there either. So it's just how some teams maybe have ramped up a little bit. And now the Sabres and Don Granato's words saying, we're going to ramp it up because we're going to demand a lot from that crew.
Are you familiar with the teams right now in the NHL that have a preseason record of 3-0 or better?
No.
They would be the Kraken. Seattle has played three games. They're 3-0. They have allowed just 3 goals against. That seems rather surprising. San Jose is 3-0. Minnesota is 3-0. St. Louis is 4-0. And the Devils, who also looked very good last night against the New York Rangers, are 3-0. So early season, early preseason trends to keep an eye on, because I do believe, regardless of ultimate team success for those teams that are mentioned, there are a number of incredible individual stories already bubbling for those particular teams. The Devils one would probably be Dougie Hamilton reverting to form and what could be a massive bounce back year for him. And look, the Devils, like the Sabres, like so many others, just need full health. If they get it from Dougie Hamilton and Jack Hughes, they might take the step that they were hoping to take. So
yes. And just, you know, as we know here with the Buffalo Sabres, that yes, there has been stories around the NHL of teams that quickly can turn it around, right? One year they're bad, but boom, they're good again. You know, the Rangers had a quick turnaround. They got Panarin, and all of a sudden Shesterkin is a great goaltender, and they got Fox and Trouba and whatever. And it's like, wow, like, look at the Rangers. Kreider's 50 goals, whatnot, like, incredible. But usually it takes time. And the Sabres with Kevin Adams, they built and they surrounded this group, and it took some time, but we feel like we're there. I was listening to John Forslund and Eddie Olczyk on the Seattle coverage yesterday, and they said in year two, they're seeing a big difference in Seattle by being able to add some depth and sign some unrestricted free agents over the summer, but depth guys. Maybe will help in the minors as well, but help surrounding the group that they've had. Where in year one, it was hard because you draft all these guys on the expansion draft, and then you have so many bodies that you're thinking, well, we got to figure them out, that they felt like it was a hard job for Ron Francis and the Kraken to be able to put it together. And now in year two, maybe. But again, it's preseason. So they're 3-0 in preseason. Talk to me after a month of the regular season to see where they're at. But I like, again, talking to Darren Dreger about Jason Robertson and if the Sabres would be in on him. I like that the Sabres are saying, we're patient. We like our group. Let's see where we are. To acquire a Jason Robertson, you'd have to trade 3 or 4 of these pieces. Why do that right now when you have the group that you finally work towards? I understand you know, Jason Robertson's a fantastic player. Will be an 85-point player, 90-point player this year, in my opinion. But is this where you want to go with your organization? Just like watching Seattle last night, they had a terrible year last year. But patience sometimes is a virtue in those situations.
Well, as far as the Sabres are concerned, and this is a nice little segue because you're talking about, you know, what this year might potentially bring. And beyond the local chapter that covers the team, you inevitably get more national reporters coming around all cities at this time of year to get a bigger perspective on what truly is happening here. And I think Don Granato had a wonderful answer yesterday to the question of how do you know when your team is ready to take that next step? Here's Don.
I think our confidence has grown. Our competitiveness has grown. Those are really, really core things for anything else systematically you want. And certainly our skill and execution have grown. You know, you can run the same system. And there's lots of overlap between coaches throughout the league. You know, I'd say it's probably 85% overlap in systems. So it's not systems that make the difference. It's the skill and the experience. And, you know, we will continue to focus and make sure we're guarding and protecting that growth in those areas. And I like where our guys are. They continue to push to that objective.
He had some really good words and not repetitive, which is impressive because so much of all of this feels repetitive because you're constantly hearing questions about the same players and where you're at and things like that. But Don is very thoughtful, I believe, in his answers. And he, you know, had some really interesting things to say about Owen Power and how he drives himself so much from a learning standpoint, that just makes it even that much more enjoyable, but easier even for the coaching staff because there is just so much motivation. And I'm definitely on board with everything that you know Don is talking about with this group. It's impossible not to notice their development skill wise, how they execute in small moments within games. We just haven't seen enough of it in the past. And that's what's exciting, is how much more are we going to see of it this year? And I mean, just the fact that we showed you the graphic of what could be something close to opening night roster, but still recognizing that there's a lot of skill on the ice this afternoon in session number two. You know, there is way more to choose from right now. And we get another look at it tomorrow afternoon at 1:00.
And a lot of the talent and a lot of the skills that the Sabres have, obviously, you can look at the back end with Dahlin, a number one overall pick, and Owen Power, number one overall pick. And at practice this morning, you had Dahlin with Samuelson and Power with Joki Aho. That is what we project as being the top four for the Sabres. But what was interesting this morning with the defense pairing is that Bryson was with Fitzgerald. So, and Davies was with Lyubushkin. And it tells me one thing, is that the Sabres are hoping the top four stays the top four for a long time. And there could be a bit of a rotation when it comes to 5 and 6, because we expect Bryson and Lyubushkin to be 5th and 6th. But let's not forget about Casey Fitzgerald. And if you want to rotate in and see, well, if we need to give Lyubushkin a night off and we want to see Bryson and Fitzgerald together, how do they work together? It may even be Fitzgerald and Lyubushkin at time, and Bryson will get a night off. If there's a little bit of a rotation between 5th, 6th, and 7th defensemen, what would that be like? But again, you look at those pairings, and we've talked about it a long time. Dahlin with Samuelson, Power with Joki Aho, your top four, young top four, but could be something very special for many years. Again, patience, but those guys are going to have to up the tempo and play at a higher level. And we'll see what happens in the last few games there in preseasons.
Lawrence Pilot is in that mix as well. Fitzgerald and Bryson did not have a particularly good first game together against Columbus. So it's interesting that they are still together and might have a chance to, you know, quote unquote, redeem themselves. That's way too harsh of a comment for this point in time. But no, it's I mean, Don had a lot of nice things to say about Pilot as well yesterday. And it's just it's really beneficial. It ties in with everything they're doing in Rochester. Obviously, the Amherst yesterday extended Captain Michael Mersch for another year beyond this season. So, again, it's continuity. Again, Sean Malone spoke yesterday. His ability to keep finding a way to overcome injuries, setbacks, speak to only one thing, his determination to get better, his determination to never give up on this dream, a dream that is, I think, quite specifically tailored to Buffalo because he's from here. He's been given a second opportunity with this organization. It might even feel like more than a second opportunity based on the number of little setbacks there've been along the way. And let's not discount where he can fit in all of this from a depth standpoint. So good stuff all around. And what are you expecting tomorrow?
I will expect that you're going to see some intensity, but not just from the players, but also from the coaching staff pushing those guys now. The first three games, coaching staff is evaluating. We saw, you know, even Seth Appert being on the bench, you know, different voices, a lot of teaching, a lot of communications. But now at some point you have to say, okay, let's deal with this like it's a real game, like it's regular season. And I would think that maybe not tomorrow, but you know, this may be the last time that we're in the coaching, teaching mode with everybody around. And then after tomorrow, Sunday is off. And then when Monday starts, it's back to regular season grind and let's go. So maybe the last opportunity tomorrow for a few guys to show, not just in Don Granato, but Seth Appert as well, what they can do on the ice here at home.
Sabres, Penguins, 1 o'clock tomorrow at KeyBank Center. You'll hear it on WGR Sports Radio 550 live stream as well and on NHL Network. Also, Tuesday, we'll have a full broadcast on MSG. It's Carolina in for a visit. That'll be the final home preseason game. And then Friday, the preseason finale, which will happen in Pittsburgh. Lots still from around the NHL and any Sabres updates from the latest skate as we put a wrap on Sabres Live for the week right after that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.